Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you're able to join me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we are going to continue on in a message I've entitled A New Commandment. And what I'd like to begin with is by reading a passage of Scripture found in the Gospel of John. And what we see before I read these verses is that this is a time just shortly before Jesus goes to the cross. He's had the Last Supper with His disciples, and Jesus girds Himself with a towel, and He begins to wash the feet of the disciples. And Peter, of course, said, "You're never going to wash my feet, Lord." And Jesus said, "If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me." And don't you just love Simon Peter? He said, "Well, not only my feet, but my hands and my head." However, after He had done that, He sat down again, and He said in verse 12, "Know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord, neither he that is sent greater than he that sent him." Verse 17 says, "If ye know these things, happy are ye if ye do them." So He had just given them a different commandment, a fresher revelation. He said, "I want you to love one another as I have loved you." And He gave them an example. You see, faith without works is dead. So while He was perfect love, He demonstrated that in a very tangible way. He was a wonderful teacher, a teacher beyond all teachers, and He humbled Himself to wash the dirty feet of His disciple. And He said, "You see what I've just done? I want you to do that for one another." And beloved, washing the feet of a person, because they wore sandals, it was very dirty and dusty. You know, we're talking in a civilization that was far different from ours, and that was the task assigned to the lowest of servants. But Jesus, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, humbled Himself in every way, and He showed them a beautiful example of how we should love one another, how we should be kind to one another, how we should be willing to be a servant. Romans 12 and 10 says, "Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another." What have we been doing? We're in order to understand what Jesus is saying, when He says we're to love as He loves, well, Jesus was perfect God, and He loved with God's love, which is absolutely perfect. But He also loved as a man, because Colossians tells us that He was in all points as the Father. He was, in Him dwells the fullness of the Godhead bodily. That's what the Scriptures say. And so He is perfect God, but He is perfect man. Hebrews tells us that He was made in all points as we, so He could be a perfect high priest for us. And so how did Jesus love as a man? Well, He loved with His body. He loved by going about doing good and healing all who were oppressed of the devil. Acts 10:38 says, "For God was with Him." But now let's look at His soul. What is that? As I said, that's a theological term, and the soul is by definition the immaterial essence or animating principle or actuating cause of an individual life, a man's moral or emotional nature. It is where the will and the emotions reside. So how did Jesus represent that? How was his soul constructed, if you will, and how can we emulate him if we're really to love as he loved? Well, his soul was in perfect harmony with the other parts of his being. His soul was in perfect peace. Did he suffer? Of course he did. But he delighted to do the will of his Father. I delight to do thy will, O my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. He was in perfect relationship and communion with his Father. Only once on the cross, when the Father turned his face, did he cry out, Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? Beloved, listen to me. Jesus, because he was a perfect man, he had no insecurities. He had no inferiorities. He had no fears, especially the fear of man. Now, were there things he didn't want to do as a man? Of course there was. He was, you know, sometimes when he had to deal with the unbelief of the disciples, he said, how long must I suffer you? When he was in agony in Gethsemane, he said, Father, all things are possible to you. If there be some other way, let this cup pass from me. He was a man. He dreaded having to go through that horrible ordeal, but he was willing to submit to the Father. And so he wasn't afraid of man. He wasn't afraid of the fears that we have. He didn't have any ego problems. He didn't have any identity problems. He had no problem with rejection, no need for acceptance or approval. He had complete confidence and security in who he was and in his relationship with the Father. And beloved, that's how God wants us. He wants us to be holy. And that word, holy, comes from whole. We're to be healthy and whole in our souls. That's what the state of our soul should be, healthy and whole. He is our good shepherd who restores our soul. Now, those listings of things that I declared was, you know, Jesus wasn't insecure. He didn't have inferiority problems or ego problems. He didn't have problems with rejections. Do we? Yes, because we are born in sin and we've had all manner of experiences happen to us where we do have problems in our soul nature. We need emotional healing. We need our souls restored, and God can do that. But only if our soul is restored can we be in the place, can you hear me, that we can love one another as Jesus loved us. If we need, beloved, to be committed to the truth. If we are hurting, if we are obsessed with what's going on in us, we are not free to love as Jesus loves. Do you hear me? He was a perfect man, and he had to love as a man, but his soul was whole. And beloved, many of you listening to me right now, you need healing in your soul, healing in your emotions. Because if your emotions aren't healed, then you cannot have your will conform to the will of the Father, because you want to do those things. That's where addictions come from. Alcohol, drugs, relationships, sex, all kinds of things that try to satisfy the hurting in our soul. And beloved, God wants you to be delivered. We cannot fulfill that new commandment. We cannot love as Jesus loves if our souls are and our emotions are in torment. And right now, I want to pray for you. You may be going through a difficult time right now. You might be struggling with addiction, or you may know there are areas. You might be fairly level right now. You're not greatly up or down, but you know there are areas that you need healing. Let us go to the Lord right now, and in faith, let us declare our need for the healing virtue of Jesus Christ, and he will do it. It is his will to heal all that are oppressed with the devil. Jesus hasn't changed. That's what he did here on the earth. He came to do good and to heal those oppressed of the devil, and many of you right now are oppressed by demonic forces. And Father, right now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, I come to you, and in the power and authority and the anointing in that powerful name of Jesus, which is above every name, I rebuke and take authority over demonic oppression and depression and attacks of the enemy against your beloved, and I declare deliverance in the name of the Lord. I command deliverance in Jesus' name, that, Lord, they shall be set free. They shall experience the mighty power of God. And Lord, even now, there will be a release. Lord, your peace is going to flood into them right now from the top of their head to the very soles of their feet. I speak destruction to addictions, pornography, alcohol, drugs, in the name of Jesus. Be set free. Father, I pray for healing of their soul, a restoring of their soul, Father, to wholeness. Father, Jesus had a healed soul. And so, Lord, if for us to love like you, to love one another as Jesus loved us, to typify and to represent as an ambassador that we could portray Jesus in this world, we've got to have our souls healed. And so, Father, right now, you who are the great restorer and the great healer, I release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ to go into them right now from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Father, our bodies are the temple of the living God, and I thank you, Father, that in every way they shall be made whole. My beloved, I reach out unto you right now, and I want you to know how much I love you and that I am restoring your soul. You shall rejoice, for you shall see that you are changed, and the things that were a source of temptation to you shall no longer be a source of temptation. For I will fill you with my love, that you shall be satisfied. You shall enjoy the very fatness of my house, says the Lord, and you shall rejoice for my goodness to you, says your God. Thank you, Father. Well, praise God. God has done a work. I feel in the Spirit many of you were greatly touched. And if you have sensed the anointing of God, if God has done something for you, I do invite you to write, share your testimony. And if you need the protection of prayer, you know, we need the full armor of God. We can be delivered, but if we're not wearing the full armor of God, we can fall into temptation and sin again. So I invite you to write. The announcer is going to give you that contact information in just a moment. I love you with all of my heart, and I continue to pray for you, my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. May God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.